following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Hastings College men's basketball coach Bill Gabers. We would like to invite you to Hastings College for Mike Trader's Mid-America basketball camps on June 1st through the 4th and July 6th through the 9th. Camps are for boys and girls. For more information, go to www.traderscamp.com or call Coach Trader at 402-960-8011. Thank you.
Over 28,000 basketball campers have learned fundamentals and skill at Mike Trader's Mid-America basketball camps. Log on to traderscamp.com for more details.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all-sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday program. And Doug Duda, Jim Langan in studio. Coming up on the program today, a lot of soccer talk. Hastings is underway with the boys and a big win for the Hastings girls last night. Kearney girls play tonight in the state semifinals. We'll talk with Coach Tammy Anderson. Also, we'll be talking on the show today about the Preakness Stakes with Gina Bacola of the TVG Network. So great to have you in. A lot of other things. We've been on the road the last couple of days with track. The state field is set. Congratulations to those. That'll be in Omaha next week, Grand Island, and state baseball gets under. Underway tomorrow, so we'll give you a little bit on that as well. District golf is next week. A couple of weeks left in the spring sports season to wrap up 2014. NBA finals are set. We've got another Game 7 in the NHL tonight. But, Jimmy, it's been an emotional morning. I'm not going to lie to you.
What happened, Doug?
It's pretty emotional.
Okay.
It's pretty emotional. I just got done. I didn't watch this program very often, but Barbara Walters is retiring today, and so it's been a very emotional hour of watching The View.
Exactly. You know, I mean, when you're in the media like you and I, and you know, there's three names that come out quite often, you know, and it's us three.
Doug, Daddy, Barbara Walters.
Yeah, exactly. It's us three quite a bit.
Doug, I mean, Jimmy, I hear Lang a lot. And Barbara Walters.
Right. Kind of. I mean, nationwide. You know that, Doug.
Well, we hope, you know, it's kind of emotional, and so we hope our show today can kind of get you going again and, you know, just, you know, wipe those tears away. Barbara will be on TV again tonight with her two-hour special, and you know, just make it through. You'll be okay. Everybody, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Hey, you know, kind of interesting when you brought that up. Hey, when Johnny Carson was done, it was kind of an emotional day for me, but you want to tell you the most emotional retirement I ever had in my career?
Okay.
George Brett. When he retired, that was tough. That was a tough day for me.
Yeah, got a base hit in his last at bat.
Yeah, we hit a ground ball to the second base, and they let it go by. Hey, base hit for George. I don't know how many that was, somewhere around 3,000 142 or something like that. Might have been 3145. But it was right in that area.
It was enough, right?
It was a couple more than you and I got.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, I mean, when you've been around, all seriousness, when you've been around that long at anything, I mean, she's been there doing the news. She's done all these interviews and sometimes made fun of all the way back in the 70s on, mm-hmm. on Saturday Night Live. So just one of those, I guess, iconic figures. Everybody should know who she is.
Yeah, you know, Tom Osborne was another one. You know, when I look back at it, too, when he retired, Tom Osborne, tough.
Yeah, and it's whoever you grew up with. Of course,
exactly.
A lot of television shows all the way from MASH to Seinfeld to Friends to any of the, you know, anything, you know, Sopranos. I know a lot of people got busted up about the Sopranos. They were really sad to see that one go, too.
You know, it's really interesting. I look back at it, and it's, other than Johnny Carson, it's sports. About every one of them, sports. You know, hey, what about that retirement? Yeah.
And when Letterman cashes it in here, whatever his last week or last show is, I'm sure I'll be hunkered in to watch that, you know. So that's part of our culture, I guess. Let's roll on and talk a little bit of sports here. Indiana, NBA. They win last night over Washington, Oklahoma City. I guess I was a little surprised. I kind of thought both of the home teams would win last night. Not only were both series over, both teams went on the road and took care of business. And I think it sets up what should be fairly exciting. I wonder if the Spurs, I think the Spurs are going to get through because they didn't get pushed to game sixes and sevens. I mean, they're an old team. And as much as some of the national media like the Spurs, they never did bring up that they're not getting pushed. I think Miami's just going to just destroy Indiana. And, in fact, I'm rooting for that. The Heat and I think, do you have the Spurs in? You picked the Spurs again?
I think I got the Pacers. I took the Pacers as a long shot to get there. They were the number one seed. But I think I took the Spurs. Did I not?
Let's see, Jimmy. As we recap here, wow.
What happened?
You are Nostradamus or whatever.
What's that?
You've got a crystal ball. You see into the future. You are very, very intelligent. You have the Final Four of the NBA playoffs. Almost exactly right. Almost.
Who did I mess up?
The Clippers were wrong. You got the Clippers in. You have Indiana beating Miami, and you had San Antonio winning it all over Indiana. For me, I have 3 of 4, so I am also very, very intelligent. I had Chicago beating Indiana, beating Washington and getting out. I just thought Indiana was gonna fall in the second round, and they didn't. And I have San Antonio over I'll have Oklahoma City beating San Antonio, and then Miami beating Oklahoma City in the NBA Finals. So we're both pretty much fairly alive.
Yeah, Doug, I can't remember if you were here or not, but I was co-hosting the show with somebody, and they predicted the Super Bowl 2 years ago. They nailed it.
Nobody's ever done that.
Maybe not.
Obviously, I wasn't here. I would have remembered that. Has never happened.
It was
maybe a cat or a chicken plucked it out of their grain bin. No.
Not only was it you, it wasn't the Chalks either. I mean, it wasn't like you picked, hey, I mean, you know, that's like, oh, I had the Heat.
Who's Seattle and Denver?
Way to go.
Seattle and Denver.
Yeah, there you go, right.
Yeah. And I'm starting to remember that. Not only did whoever that was get the right teams in the Super Bowl, they had the right winner.
Oh, that was amazing.
They had the right winner. You don't get all that way and then just get kicked in the shins. Had the right winner.
Yeah, you had the Exacta, not the Quinella.
In the... You young gamblers, you look up the word quinella, you'll figure it out. Yeah. Quinella. That was quarter horse racing in Broken Bow, baby. Give me your $2 quinella. Bang!
$3.60 if you were in a big one.
Just go run around for a while. NHL, how are we doing in the NHL playoffs? We got another Game 7 tonight in the NHL. Los Angeles is at Anaheim, and they'll put the puck down for faceoff at 8 o'clock in the NHL playoffs. There were no games in the NHL last night. So that's where we are in the NHL playoffs. And Jeffrey tells us that Coach Holton still has the Kings. Boston is who Jared Schaffran had. So he is... Oh, wait a minute. No. Yes, he's gone. Let's see. So Jared, wow. He's got the Rangers in, and I still can't believe... I went in to look at our brackets the other day, and I thought I was doing way better, but I'm not. Coach has the Kings. That's all he's got left. I have Anaheim. That's all I've got left. Jimmy. Jimmy didn't fill one out.
Red.
Yeah. Oh, right there. You got the Ducks alive. And yep. And
Canadians.
And the Canadians, yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, rightly so. You guys did not have me fill one out, and that might have been a good choice because
you were right again.
Well, you know, in December and January or February, they have an outdoor hockey game every once in a while, like in Detroit or Chicago. Yeah. And they never
call that New Year's Day, I think.
Yeah, they never have one. They never seem to have one like when L.A. or Anaheim play at home. They never go outside and play a lot of hockey. I don't get it.
What has happened? What is going on here today? A story when I saw it yesterday, I went, whatever. And unfortunately, it's not a whatever story. What kind of a thing is Aaron Hernandez? Wow. You know, it makes me think, is he it? I mean, so he's the only person in the National Football League that is this kind of person? I hope so, but the odds are he's probably not. I mean, this guy was worse than the mob. I mean, he's whacking people, gang-related. I mean, this is terrible. This is bad. Aaron Hernandez is never going to see the light of day again. That's pretty unbelievable. Former New England Patriots tight end now has been charged with the two men's death back in July of 2012. Wow.
Hopefully. Yeah, I don't know what happened, if it was drug-related or whatever, but it seems like the crimes that are drug-related have a tendency to, you know, make some news. So whether you're whatever you do for a living and, you know, it's an equal opportunity employer or whatever, if you're involved with drugs and et cetera, you know, for those really bad situations, no matter what sport you play.
Well, let's get to some happy news. Okay. Hopefully you didn't pay a lot for your ticket to go to the Husker game last night because the game lasted like an hour and 50. It was over quick, and that's because there were very few hits, I believe a total of 9 in the game, and Nebraska wins it. That's the bottom line. They got solo home runs. We joked with Tanner Lubach yesterday on the show that the most anybody has was 3. And Nebraska got 2 last night, Austin Darby and Ryan Bolt. And Chance Sinclair struck out 10. He went 7 innings. Zach Hirsch went 6 up, 6 down in the final 2 innings. The last 17 Illinois batters were retired, and Nebraska wins it 2-1. It's Coach Erstad's 100th victory at Nebraska. They play again tonight. And, boy, they don't want to play at 9 a.m. They don't want to play at 9 a.m. If they get the 3 seed, they play at 9 a.m. at TD Ameritrade Park next Wednesday. Boring. So if they win, all Nebraska has to do is win one of the next 2, and they'll be the 2 seed. And who knows? Who knows?
And, you know, Doug, I really don't know that much about it. I don't know if somebody's got a really good pitcher out there, like, you know, just one really good pitcher. And you still want to avoid that, you know, if you can. I mean, so whether you're the you know, you got to play to try to get the 2 seed. Let's be honest about it. That's the goal, is to get as far as you can and try to get there and try to put yourself in the best position. But it could be that somebody has one really good pitcher, and they could be the 7 or the 6 seed. So you don't know, you know, but you want to avoid that. But looks to me like the guy we threw today, well, I mean yesterday,
Chance Sinclair. Yeah. 9-1.
Yeah, let's throw him that day. You know?
Well, De Leon is out for the 3rd straight series. He was the Friday night or the opening game of the series starter, and you can't really say they've missed him because they've been very strong in the opening games of all these series. Nebraska's now won 7 in a row. They play again tonight at 6:35. You can hear the games on 1230 KHS tonight and tomorrow at 105. Tonight's game's on Nebraska Educational Television. Tomorrow's game is on the Big Ten Network. Nebraska softball begins the NCAA tournament this afternoon. They're over in Columbia, Missouri. They are taking on Kansas at 1230. Then Missouri will play Bradley, and games continue Saturday with the championship game scheduled for Sunday at 12 noon, and a second game would follow that immediately if they have to. And one other note, by the way, Jimmy, Indiana did get beat last night. And so that brings another day of intrigue, because you just don't figure, I mean, Indiana was 19-2 in the conference, and Minnesota beat them last night. So there is still a chance, if Minnesota would unbelievably get swept by Minnesota, if Indiana gets swept by Minnesota and Nebraska wins the next 2, Nebraska would get the number one seed in the conference tournament, and they would be co-Big Ten champions. It's not going to happen. Indiana's not going to lose the next two games, but it's still a possibility.
Yeah, they could.
A 1% chance is better than zero.
Yeah, I wasn't even aware of that. You know, isn't that something? How I kind of had already, I guess, in my mind, had already just said, hey, you know, they're the one seed. We're playing for 2 and 3 with Illinois. That's how I kind of figured it. But I mathematically, you're right.
As Dumb and Dumber would say, which resembles our show from time to time,
yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Now, is Dumb and Dumber just on Monday and Fridays?
No, God, no.
Okay,
no,
good.
No.
I wanted to make sure that, yeah.
No, in fact, yesterday I hosted the show by myself, and it was, you know, pretty good Dumb and Dumber, too. But we had some great guests yesterday. WNBA, I'm trying to get a few notes here early on because our interviews are in the second half of the show today with Gino Bucola of the TVG Network towards the bottom of the hour, and then Tammy Anderson. Yeah, they do have to teach class, so she's going to talk with us in the last segment today about the Kearney girls. But Jordan Hooper does make the Tulsa Shock final roster, and the WNBA season begins tonight. Tulsa opens tomorrow at San Antonio. So Nebraska has three players in the WNBA, Jordan Hooper, Lindsey Moore, Kelsey Griffin. Can you imagine seeing – I'm a little intrigued by this whole New York Knicks deal. Not only did Steve Kerr turn them down, but your three candidates are all young, and one of them still playing? What if you're Derek Fisher this morning? You're playing. You're still playing, and they kind of want you to coach the Knicks. Then you got Tyronn Lue and Luke Walton. Why not Bill Walton? I'd hire Luke just so you had Bill on the sidelines, man. That's what I'd do.
Tyronn Lue played for Nebraska, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a little guy. Great guy, though. Yeah. Great guy, and he's on staff for the Clippers, who saw it come to an end last night. So he's available. So
yeah, you. I guess that would. That is a strange deal, isn't it? Like you're still playing in the NBA. And, you're sitting down and some coach is telling you, hey, here's what you need to do and suck it up. And you're going, hey, listen, I'll be coaching against you next year, buddy.
I kicked your ass on the floor and I'm going to do it when you're on a bench, too. There you go. Nebraska's picked up another football commit here in a 5'11", 185-pound safety, Aaron Williams, out of Atlanta. He is a three-star recruit for part of the class of 2015. And we'll talk a little bit about him. And also Sean Callahan officially reporting overnight that Kearney's Brian Arp has been offered by Frank Solich in Ohio.
That's interesting, isn't it?
So there you go.
Yeah, you know, there's kind of a Frank Solich has a lot of ties to Nebraska. And it looks like Nebraska now has some ties to Georgia. We've offered like 12 guys. If I read that correct in the World Herald, there was like 12 offers to players in Georgia. So, hey, playing Georgia back-to-back in bowl games maybe didn't hurt our recruiting a little bit there.
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll talk more about that in a moment. And to stay with us, Doug and Daddy Show on a Friday.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out because I heard a pop in my ankle. And so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different. The menu is different. Atmosphere is different. Everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Here's your WeatherEye forecast powered by Weatherology.com. A few showers possible throughout the day today. Highs will top out near 58 degrees with south-southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 45.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question as we head you into the weekend. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you yesterday who will win the Preakness, California Chrome or the Field. Jimmy, who you got?
Give me the Field.
See, this is what I was talking yesterday with Joe Drake from New York Times. There's two ways to look at this, even more so than I think than the Derby, because you only have the 10-horse field. I'll take California Chrome. Yeah, you want to try and find a way to win, make money. I mean, if something happens there, the jockey falls off. We had one that went down, got hurt coming out of the gate, you know, and then, wow, it just you just never know. It's a freak deal. But 62% of you said you like California Chrome. 38% said take the field. So now this weekend we're going to ask you which team will win the Eastern Conference Finals. Do you have the Heat or the Pacers, and how many games? Heat in 4 or 5, 6 or 7, or the Pacers in the same situation? I will take the Heat in 4 or 5. Jimmy, you got the Pacers. How quick are they going to do it?
I think the Heat will probably win in 7 games.
Oh.
Yeah, I really do. I mean,
that's what we call hedging.
Well, I'm not really hedging. I'm just facing reality. I just, you know. I guarantee you one thing. There's a player, if he would tweak an ankle a little bit. You know, or I bet the trainer, he wouldn't have to wait in line very long to get to the trainer, though. You know, it's not like you and I going to the Kearney Clinic and having to sit there for an hour and a half. I bet if LeBron hurt his ankle a little bit, there'd be a few trainers helping him out right away.
Hey, we've got we were talking Husker recruiting, so let's do a quick segment here brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Brian Munson, I think, needs a trainer. What are you doing looking at the ceiling, man?
I'm just getting old, I guess. Still suffering some lower back problems from my days over there at UNK, and this morning it decided to go out on me, and I usually get this about once every 2 years, so it's not something I'm ever prepared for, believe me, but yeah, back went out this morning, just kind of screwing around here in the house.
Man down. You know, there's certain events that'll put a guy on his back or on the couch or in bed for 2 or 3 days. So do you just sit there and get on Huddle and watch film, or do you like put in old movies, or do you watch old TV programs? What's your attack? Or were you like the rest of us and really emotional over watching The View this morning?
Yes, I am all choked up over Barbara Walters calling it a career. You know, I'm going to go ahead and go between a lot of different things. The smartphone apps always keep me busy. I've got the laptop here. I'll bounce back and forth a little bit. And then, of course, covering Aaron Williams kind of last night, you know, it's one of those things to go back and try to break down a guy again. You know, I watched his film again last night. I did before he came to the spring game earlier in the year. And then it's just all about now just kind of trying to figure out, you know, with the rumors with the Mario Stringfellow potentially being a transfer to Nebraska. So there's a lot of stuff going on, but even though I'm down, I'm not completely out.
Well, let's talk about the Huskers' 11th commit for 2015. Fill us in.
Yes, Aaron Williams from Atlanta, Georgia, Carver High School, decided to go ahead and pull the trigger last night on his commitment. He waited until halftime, did the announcement. Nebraska is getting a 5'11", 180, 185-pound defensive back. And I say defensive back because I think at the next level at Nebraska, you know, he's going to play primarily as a safety on the defensive side of football for Carver this year. He's also going to play both ways. He's going to play some quarterback. He's going to play some wide receiver. So he's truly an athlete. And talking to Coach Miles about him before the spring game, Coach Miles just went on and on about how intelligent of a player he was. Williams was really thrown to the wolves a little bit when it came to his high school career. He was called into duty very early. I think either as a freshman or a sophomore, he was a starter. Coach Miles would mention other players who went on to play in the SEC that when they were getting, you know, honorable mention or, you know, second team all region honors, Aaron was pulling in, you know, first team. And it was one of those things where it stood out to him as being significant based on how those guys have gone to play their college careers from Carver. And of course, you know, where Aaron is at and how talented of a player he is. So he's, like I said, he's 5'11", 185. He doesn't really fit truly that safety mold until you watch him on film. When you watch him on film, his first play on huddle, he completely blows a guy up. And he is fun to watch because he's physical. He likes to stick his nose into places. When he usually gets to the right place at the right time. He has a very, very great way of timing plays out. He's equal into the ball hawk side as he is the physical side. He will separate you from the ball if you get the ball ahead of him. Otherwise, he plays the ball incredibly well in the air. Like I said before, though, I'm calling him a defensive back because I think he's going to play safety as well as some nickel there in Lincoln.
Talking with Brian Munson, Big Red Report here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and maybe a first big get for Nebraska's newest staff member.
Say that again?
Talk about the coaching connection that brought this kid in.
Well, I think with Coach Warren, I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, Nebraska has spent a lot of time there in the Southeast, whether it was you're talking about Alabama over to Georgia or just getting into Florida still. I mean, obviously, they're still definitely trying to work their connections in Louisiana. But Nebraska is definitely spending a lot of time in some different areas, and they're really, and I think that finally this stuff is paying off for them a little bit. It's one of those things where, you know, when a new offer pops up in Georgia, you know the person is going to be associated with that offer, and that's Coach Warren. There's really a lot of life that has been breathed into the staff when it comes to reinvigorating them and opening them up to going into Georgia. And Georgia's a very, very talented state when it comes to producing high school football talent. And Carver High School is one of the best in the state.
Hey, Jim Langen here. Just to change a little bit on what we're talking about, I know Nebraska had a player that got in trouble this weekend. And last year it seemed like we stayed out of trouble pretty good for the most part. To talk a little bit about what's going to happen here. It seems to me in the NCAA right now, coaches are real quick to make a decision about getting people and remove them off the team and saying, hey, here, this is it, you're off the team, and separate that so everybody else can move on. But go a little bit about what took place.
You know, all I know is what's being said in the papers and with the reports, and that was that apparently, you know, Josh Banderas was involved with another person when it came to the stealing of multiple bikes, and that included, sawing off the locks of the chains and loading those bikes up, and apparently there's even a statement someplace that I had seen that they told, the law enforcement officers that they were intending to sell those vehicles or sell those bicycles after they had stolen them. And that, to me, is pretty incriminating evidence, which is unfortunate. In talking to Bando over the last, over his senior year, definitely a good kid, not sure what really to make of this situation yet, obviously. I mean, this is what I think people are kind of hoping for. When people originally read the story about Cameron Meredith, instantly everybody just thought he was guilty and a guy that kind of beat up those kids in that alley there in Lincoln. And as the time went on, it became a little bit clearer that it wasn't quite as sinister. It wasn't a bad situation as people made out. And actually, the charges were eventually dropped against Cameron. This here, with the evidence as it's kind of been lined up and put together, I don't think it's as easy to go ahead and say that Bando's going to be able to walk away, from this. But this is clearly not a situation, that Nebraska wants to go through. Bando had really proven himself to be one of those top guys that was going to find a way to get on the field. Probably a top buck coming into the fall, a guy that they could go ahead and rotate in there at Mike with Rose and with Roach. And now it's going to be interesting to see how Nebraska kind of can bounce back from this and what happens to Banderas when it comes to his standing with the team.
Brian Brunson, last thought here before we let you get back to, well, laying on your back. Taylor Martinez fails the physical. There's two ways I look at this. For the cynical Husker fan that thought he was just kind of not wanting to get back last fall, and now you got a situation where it's proven that he's still hurt, which is kind of hard to take, I guess. I guess my thought is, and I don't think we'll ever see Taylor Martinez play another down of professional football. What do you think? I mean, at least maybe he, if he wants to do an indoor thing, I don't even think he'll go to Canada. What are your thoughts?
No, and I'm with you completely on the toughness side. I think that people really underestimated, you know, how bad a foot can be. And here we are talking about this same foot, you know, 8 months down the road. It has not healed properly. It looks like he may be headed for another surgery. Obviously, to go out there to pro day and perform as well as he did, but not be able to pass a physical with an NFL team, it really tells you a lot about him as his physical toughness. But I'm with you. I think that there's a lot more question marks than absolutes when it comes to Taylor Martinez ever playing the game again.
Well, hopefully you get better quick, Brian. We appreciate you chiming in for a couple minutes this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show, and heal up, all right?
Yep. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Take care. Brian Munson, Big Red Report, part of our Husker recruiting update from T&L Irrigation Systems. New from T&L and AgSense is the Precision Link, enabling web-based pivot control for T&L system. The Precision Link works in combination with the Precision Point Control 3 to let you manage your pivot with your computer or mobile device and a simple internet connection. Pivot start and stop, direction, application rate and speed, water pump control, just a few of the features available. Variable rate irrigation can also be programmed through the website. Contact your local T&L dealer today or go to TLIRR.com. Proven technology that works. T&L Irrigation. One other Husker note, Quincy Enunwa did sign with the Jets yesterday. When we come back, Preakness Talk with Gino Bucola. He gave you, if you put it together, he gave you the horses that hit the super and the try in the Kentucky Derby. Does he have that home run hitter? And will California Chrome head to the Belmont with a chance to win the Triple Crown? We'll talk with Gina Bacola of the TVG Network. Tammy Anderson will also join us to talk a little Kearney girls soccer. Hastings boys are scoreless with about 15 minutes to go in the first half against Gretna. We're back after this.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours, too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just equate happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Beer for my horses, huh? I wonder how many, I wonder, what do you think, California Chrome, a beer drinker or champagne? What do you think, Jimmy?
Champagne.
It goes well with anything you get from Troutman's Quality Meats, the grill's best friend, located on Highway 30 on the east side of Highway 30 here in Kearney. People are busting out right now. They're smokers, and why not do it the right way? When you get your smokers out, grills out, Troutman's has the brisket, the ribs, and the pork butts for you. They also have all your favorite sauces and seasonings to make it just like you want. And Carrie and the gang have fresh brats and cherry bomb brats right out in the front today. If you have family in town for graduation, treat them right with a Troutman steak, because Troutman steaks are guaranteed 30 days minimum age for peak flavor and tenderness. Nothing but USDA Choice certified Angus beef at Troutman's. Carrie and the gang would like to congratulate all the graduates. And if you need something for the weekend or anytime you're ready for a big old party this summer, or even if it's just for your family, from the brats to the ribs and the briskets to the great steaks, it is Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, East Highway 30 in Kearney. Well, we love bringing in Gino Bucola, and we also extra love Gino Bucola of the TVG Network when he hits a home run. Gino, this could be the highest rated segment in the history of the Doug and Daddy Show, because now I know four in the grand scheme of things isn't the highest number in the world, but I personally was told by four different people that because of Gino Bucola, they hit the trifecta at the Kentucky Derby. Your thoughts? You are the star.
How about that? Well, we got lucky. When you asked for the bomb, we gave you the bomb. We had commanding curve, so that was the key. You got to find the bomb. We knew California Chrome was the worst to beat. And truth be told, my top pick in there, keep an eye on Dance with Fate. He was sixth. He was about a nose out of fourth, and he had trouble, was wide all the way around. He's going to be a nice horse down the line. So we spotted the Derby pretty well. Now it's on to the second jewel of the Triple Crown, and I think he'll be drinking, if he wins today, definitely some champagne, I would say, for California Chrome. That's probably what we'll be drinking out here in Cali. He's the worst to beat again, guys, but this is going to be a completely different ballgame today. They're going to be riding the race, and when I say they, I mean the jockeys of every other horse besides California Chrome. They're riding the race to beat him. They're not riding the race necessarily to win, which is going to be a little different. He's got a mark, target on his back right now, and he's drawn on the inside. He's in the number three hole with horses to the outside of him, like Ring Weekend, Bayern, Social Inclusion, and Pablo Del Monte. He could be in some trouble, and what I mean is they could really be going quick. They could be putting a lot of pressure on him, and he could just be in a difficult spot in trying to overcome some trouble. So it'll be interesting, because the one knock on California Chrome, he's been so impressive in this five-race win streak. He hasn't really had any trouble. And we see it in any sport, in any horse race, and in any walk of life. We all know that there's great people, great beings, great whatever, but it all matters how do you respond to adversity. So if he breaks slowly, if he gets some dirt kicked in his face, if he's not where he wants to be early on with Victor Espinoza, can he settle? Can he relax and respond? We're going to find out tomorrow.
Hey, question for you. With the race, there's some speed, with this Social Inclusion for sure is going to go to the front. Do you think it's possible at Pimlico that they'll misjudge this a little bit, they'll go out too fast, and it's possible California Groom could make that move too quick, and then the closers could get there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The reason being is because California Chrome is really surrounded on all sides by speed. The number two horse, right to his inside, General A-Rod, he has speed. The number four and the number five, both to his outside, Ring Weekend and Bayern, they both have speed. So if California Chrome breaks, and the horse to his inside goes pretty quick. Both the horses to his outside go pretty quick. Even if he's behind them, he might naturally just be going a little bit too fast with the rest of the pace. So, to me, I think the horse who can really, really benefit from a quick early pace, he's kind of becoming a wise guy horse. A lot of people are talking about is Kid Cruz. If they're going really quick early on, Kid Cruz is the horse that's going to benefit the most from this. He actually has a win at Pimlico, so he's won over this racetrack previously. He's an interesting horse if they do go too quick. But from what I've heard from a couple different trainers and some of the connections, it looks like they're kind of plotting it out. It looks like the 9, Pablo Del Monte, he's going to go to the lead. It looks like the 8, Social Inclusion, he might be the alternative. He might be the second best horse in this race, Social Inclusion. He's been freaky good, and he could be very tough. My top pick, actually, got to go against California Chrome. I love him. I'll be rooting for him in my heart, but not pulling those. That's the difference. It's a little different when I have to talk to people about horse racing, because it's a little different than football, than baseball, than basketball. Of course, people make bets and wager on sports, but it's nothing like horse racing. It's a whole different ball game when your money is involved every single race, every single day. So sometimes we can't quite sit on our hands and watch and root if you want to make a buck. To me, the way to make a buck is Byron. Byron is a freaky, freaky good type horse for Bob Baffert, and he missed the Kentucky Derby, which might have been a blessing in disguise. Some of these horses that miss the Derby, they end up growing up a little bit, maturing a little bit. They don't get stuck into a bunch of trouble. They're not in the 19-20 horse field, bumped around. A lot of the horses that exit the Derby, they get a little bit of an injury. You'll notice in the Preakness, the only horses that ran in the Derby that are returning are General Aron, California Chrome, and Ride On Curlin. There's none other. There's only 3 horses, and that's a very small amount of horses that return from the Derby. So, to me, Byron, he's going to try to give Rosie Napravnik her first ever Preakness win. She'll try to be the first female ever to win a Preakness. Bob Baffert, we know Bob Baffert. He's won many of these races, Preaknesses, Derbies, you name it. He's won them all. Byron's going to, I think what Rosie's job on Byron is to keep California Chrome pinned in. She's the number 5. I think she will sit, and wherever California Chrome is, I think she's going to try to sit right next to him and move with him. So I'll be really watching the race among the race and seeing, okay, who's trying to pin in California Chrome? Is he in a good spot? Is he not? And then maybe he just doesn't show up in the horse that we've seen, remember, last year, or was just really disappointing. He was 4th. He just never seemed to take to the Pimlico racetrack, never got involved really in the race at all. So, if he's the horse that we know, he's going to be very tough, but they don't always show up like that. It's not a video game.
Gino Vicola of the TVG Network joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, due to Jim Langan here on ESPN Radio talking about the Preakness, which you will be able to hear tomorrow. Coverage begins at 4 here on ESPN. I'll ask you about the longest shot in the field, and that's Rhea Antonia, or if I said that right even. But the scary thing is here, it's 30-1 on the morning line, and the jockey is Calvin Burrell, and there's somebody that likes to get on the rail, come from behind. This horse doesn't look like it should be a factor in this race, but they put Burrell on this horse for the first time. Any chance here for this long shot? We have lost our connection, as you can tell, with Gino. Let's try to reconnect with Gino. Must have got in a bad cell spot there, so we'll try and reconnect with Gino Bacola of the TVG Network. While we do that, Jimmy, do you have a prediction for us? What you like here in this race?
Well, I'm just trying to help if we don't get him back, yeah. I think what he's basically telling people is he's got a 4-horse box right here so far. He's given us with the 3 California Chrome, the 5 Bairn, 7 Kid Cruz, and the 8 Social Inclusion. Would you say that's kind of what he tried to give us right now if you were just going to box forehead?
Well, both days, Joe Drake from the Times yesterday and today, Kid Cruz with Gino, they have both taken this 20-1 shot to maybe do something here. So it sounds to me like a horse that really hasn't won that much money in its career, but then again, Bairn hasn't either. They like the chances here. The interesting thing is, Jimmy, I hope that there's not a concerted effort to go out and try and throw the race so that California Chrome can't win it. I mean, if you're playing basketball and it's nine on Michael Jordan, I mean, Michael Jordan's still going to be the best one on the floor. But if you got nine guys trying to stop you instead of just two, there could be some trouble.
Yeah. The main thing what he's saying is in horse racing, if there's one horse that's better than everything else, the jockey's going to ride the race best for his horse. He's going to try to win the race for his horse. But when he's thinking about, hey, how do I win this race? What you do is you go, hey, it might be a benefit me right now to take California Chrome and box him in a little bit right now. I got an opportunity to box this horse in. I'm ahead of him, and as long as I stay close to this other horse, I want to make sure that this horse does not get through between these two. Where, if California Chrome was making a move on the outside, they'd make him just go a little wider and maybe let something else sneak through on the rail because they're not as concerned about that. So the effort isn't like to fix it, but the effort is just to make sure it's more difficult for that horse.
And we've reconnected with Gino. Gino, sorry about that. Just your thoughts on the sixth horse and Calvin Burrell.
Little Rhea Antonia, I heard you asking, and she, you know, she's an interesting filly. I say she is a filly facing the boys. She, if you looked at her on the racetrack before the races, you would think she's a boy. She looks like a colt. She's bigger than all the horses that she's around. And I think her owner has kind of got that feeling, man, she might just be this good, because he keeps trying her against the boys and he keeps trying her in tough spots. And she was really disappointing against the fillies in the Kentucky Oaks. She was sixth. So she was sixth against the fillies in the Oaks, yet he decides to take on the boys in the Preakness. This is quite a gamble. Yet, if he wins, he's going to look like the smartest man alive. Even if she runs well, if she runs second or third, he's going to look like he made a good decision in running her in this spot. She's exactly along the lines of Kid Cruz. You were asking about horses who would benefit if they have a very fast pace early on, if there are a lot of horses that are showing speed and going quick. She's absolutely one of them. She will pick up the pieces. The problem is she might be so far back that it doesn't matter. She might just be closing into nothingness. Her blinkers are coming off with Calvin Burrell, you mentioned. Calvin Burrell won the Preakness aboard a filly, Rachel Alexandra, a few years back. She was a monster filly. I just don't know if she's this good. She's really interesting to use in your trifectas and your superfectas, because she's going to be 30-1, and if she hits the board at all, she'll really, you know, shake up your tries and your super. She might be the price horse to look for, because I don't think she's good enough to win, but I absolutely think she's good enough to hit the board in this field. There's going to be five or six horses that are backing up, and she's going to be getting in her best stride when all these others start backing up.
Gino, we have one of our listeners that has a off-Preakness question, wants to know, what's up with Garrett Gomez? They've not seen him ride for a while.
Garrett Gomez, he's one of the more interesting jockeys. He's had his own inner issues and demons. There have been some drug issues along the lines, and he's been back and forth. When he's on the top of his game, he's in my opinion the best out there. He had a streak in about 2004, 2005, 2006 where he was literally the best jockey on the planet. He was winning everything for Todd Pletcher, for Bob Baffert, you name it. He's struggling a little bit right now. We haven't heard anything as far as a return date for him, but if I'm out here on the West Coast, and he's mainly based and located out here, so we're all constantly looking in and asking, and you know, it's a struggle for jockeys, because it's one of the most difficult lifestyles, period. As far as trying to keep your weight down, as far as the hours that they work, they're up at 4 o'clock every morning working horses. They're working horses in the morning, 10 horses, 15 horses. They work for a few hours, take a little nap, come back. Then the race day starts, and they ride 5, 6, 7, 8 horses. How many times do they fall off, and we don't really realize? Broken collarbone, something happened to the back, something happened to the knee. So, you know, it's just not easy, and sometimes you hope and you can pray, and that's really all you can do. You hope for the best, because Garrett Gomez is one of the best. We just saw this issue happen with Tyler Bayes not too long ago. He had some issues towards the end of 2013, And, whoa, he's come back firing right now. He's riding races in at Santa Anita. He's, I think, one of the top five jockeys currently in the standings. He's back with all the barns that he was in very good company with before. So you keep an eye out, and if you ever have a question or anybody's curious about any up-to-the-date horse racing news, you can find me on Twitter at GinoTVG. I'll also remind you, we did a California Chrome boost last time when he won the Derby. That boost is still, we're doing a boost again, and you have 10 more minutes if you're interested. If you're a California Chrome fan and you want to bet on him to win the Preakness, up until 10 o'clock Pacific time, so you literally have 9 more minutes, if you go to TVG.com right now and you wager, we're going to give you 3-2 on California Chrome. He's listed as 3-5 on the morning line, so you're going to be getting around double the price on California Chrome. If you like him, go make the wager. You only have 9 minutes to do so, because after 10, then if you bet on California Chrome, you'll get whatever price he goes off at. He can go off at 1-9, and you will get the 3-2 odds fixed at TVG. There's no other advanced deposit wagering service, no other website that's offering you something like that.
Free money, Jimmy.
Gino, one more question for you.
Sure. Keep shooting.
Hey, for me, listen, I would like you to give our listeners any way you want to play it. You can put two horses on top, five on the bottom, whatever you want to do. You can make a five-horse box, a four-horse box. I want one for if it's an off-track and one if it's a fast-track.
Okay. I'll give you a four-horse trifecta box. And you know what? Based on the breeding of most of these horses, there's not anybody who's a monster wet track type horse. Truth be told, out of the 10 horses running, only one horse has ever raced on a wet track. And that was Dynamic Impact. And Dynamic Impact didn't run that bad. He ran fourth, and it was in his debut, and he missed the break a little bit. That's one horse I'm going to give you, Dynamic Impact. He's my long shot play. I think he's interesting from the rail. I liked his last effort. I really like the Mark Cassie barn. So one's going to be on our ticket. Three is California Chrome. Got to use him. Five is Byron. Got to use him. And I'm going to use Kid Cruz, and we're going to toss out Social Inclusion. Now, the reason being is I think that Social Inclusion and Pablo Del Monte, I think those two, maybe even Ring Weekend, maybe even General A-Rod, I think they all are going to hook up on the front end. I think they're all going to be going a little too quick. They may think, hey, the way that we beat California Chrome is to get in front of him. Maybe he can't get us. I just think that they're going to all compromise each other's chances. So I'm looking at horses who are going to be sitting in the second flight or coming from a little farther back. So for me, that's the one, Dynamic Impact, the three, California Chrome, the five, Byron, and the seven, Kid Cruz. We'll box a trifecta, 1-3-5-7. If you're just listening, that'll cost you $24. And you can box those four horses. They need to come in first, second, or third. And you'll say, Gino, we have four horses there, but we only need to come in first, second, third. I like to do that. It gives you kind of a mulligan. I always like to play a box where you have one extra horse in there, especially if you're using a couple horses that are prices, because maybe one of your horses breaks slowly, one of them gets in trouble, one of them, you know, is dead last at the start, and then you're already done with your ticket. That's one of the worst things, yeah, is to rip up your tickets two steps out of the gate. So I think if you play a trifecta with four horses, give yourself a little bit more of a shot. We'll box the one, the three, the five, and the seven. Odds, baby. We're rolling odds today. Tomorrow for the Preakness.
Gino, any other? There's a lot of great races. Anything else that we should look for on the card tomorrow?
Well, you know what? I want to give you a little bit of news.
Yes.
There's a very popular horse, a two-time horse of the year, Wise Dan, who is a two-time Breeders' Cup winner. He actually was rushed to emergency surgery this morning. There's a lot of people that know that name, Wise Dan. He's, yeah, won a lot of Breeders' Cups, and he's very popular in the Midwest. He wins a lot of races at Keeneland. He had to have emergency colic surgery. That's a little scary for him because he's a 7-year-old. He's really getting up there, and he is the best horse right now in America and one of the best horses in the world. I've received a couple reports after the surgery. Everything looks to be great for Wise Dan. They're saying maybe a couple months of recovery time, and then he could be back out on the racetrack running again. He is a very, very nice horse. And you just want to root for horses like that to stay on the racetrack. That's what we need in our sport. We need the stars to stay healthy, to stay out there. So keep rooting for Wise Dan. Hopefully he will return very shortly. I'll give you one horse, too, on the undercard. Tomorrow at Pimlico, race named the Dixie. Now, we have to hope these races stay on the grass. That's the problem. Today, it's really pouring. The weather's supposed to stop raining.
in, I think, a few hours, they said, and it should start to dry up for the end of today and into tomorrow. That's the case. Then we'll give you a winner in race number 11 at Pimlico, and that will be the 2 Nutello. Nutello in the 11th at Pimlico. That's going to called the Dixie. It's a grade 2 race. The 2 Nutello, I'm sure a lot of people out there like a little Nutella, but we're going to go with Nutello, who I think is going to step forward. And your boys over there, I know the boys like prices. Nutello is 12-1 on the morning line, so we'll probably get 10, 15-1 or so, maybe worth a few bucks to win place and show on a horse named Nutello in the 11th tomorrow at Pimlico.
Well, they will be dancing tomorrow if Gino hits the home run. And, you know, if Espinoza falls off California Chrome, then you hit the 157 try. You're cruising in style.
Well, exactly. So that's the perfect, because especially when you're playing a horse like California Chrome, tomorrow if he gets beat, that's how you're going to make stacks and stacks of money. So I feel like we, especially me, I'm in a win-win. Tomorrow, maybe I beat California Chrome, and maybe I'm going to Vegas right away. And if I don't, then you know what? We're watching history, and we're going to get set for a fun 3 weeks leading us up to the Belmont, the final jewel of the Triple Crown.
Gino, we'll chat with you before the Belmont. Thanks for all the great information, and enjoy the Preakness tomorrow, buddy.
Looking forward to it, guys, and I'd like to see Byron sitting about 2 lengths off the pace, moving at the top of the stretch with Chrome.
Folks, make sure you watch and listen here on ESPN. TVG's got it all. Gino, enjoy the weekend, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Good luck.
Gino Bacola, check him out Twitter, check him out online, check him out on the TVG network. When we come back, Tammy Anderson is going to join us to talk about the Kearney girls' third ever state semifinal at the soccer championships tonight. We'll do that in a moment.
For lunch or dinner, it's Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food, Bandits, where you can enjoy Saks' Pizza, the area's favorite. Bandits' famous wings, Sparky, Buffalo, Sweet Teriyaki, Garlic Parmesan, and Spicy Breaded. There's Taco Chef and Chicken Salads, Meatball Subs, and an appetizer menu, which includes Tim's delicious taco meat and melted cheese nachos, toasted to perfection. Weekday happy hours from 4 to 6, and all day Sunday with ice-cold 250 huge mugs and $2 domestic pints and bottles. Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food. Head to Bandits, 13th and 281. Grand Island.
Purchase a membership to the Hastings Museum and feed the family dinner for free. June 3rd is membership celebration at the Hastings Museum, and you're invited with a renewal or new membership purchase. Members will also be the first to see the new summer exhibit, Cruise in the Fossil Freeway for free. And members have the opportunity to buy tickets early to Mysteries of the Unseen World 3D, the new film for this summer. Members also receive discounts on summer fun classes for the kids. More information at hastingsmuseum.org. Life up close.
The Kentucky Derby unfolded with 5-2 favorite California Chrome in third place early on before shaking clear after a mile and never looking back to win for the 7th time in 11 starts. Now watch the amazing California Chrome run for the evasive middle jewel of the Triple Crown in the Preakness Stakes Saturday at Pimlico. Simulcast for wagering at Fodder Park. Be there for the Preakness, plus racing from 22 tracks. First race 9:40. Clubhouse open at 1 Saturday, Bonner Park, Grand Island.
Ravenna Sanitation is a very proud supporter of the area high schools and would like to send out best wishes to the seniors in the class of 2014.
Sapp Brothers in Odessa is home of the famous chicken fried steak dinner. Not just any chicken fried steak, but this is the big one that tastes as big as it looks. Best of luck, class of 2014 from Sapp Brothers in Odessa.
RAI of Nebraska isn't just your insurance provider. They're the people that live in your community, support your local growth, and know your high school graduates. To the class of 2014 from RAI of Nebraska, congratulations.
A few years ago, we decided as a company to drop the big franchise name so that we could invest the franchise dollars locally in the good things Kearney has to offer. And in that, I mean the people and what we do for each other. This is Tim Norwood with NP Realty.
NP Realty wants to congratulate our class of 2014 scholarship award winners, Nathan Spellman and Cody Masters. We're proud of all your accomplishments and wish you the best of luck.
NP Realty, developing dreams.
After drawing away from the field in the Kentucky Derby, can California Chrome continue his amazing run in the Preakness?
California Chrome into the final furlong. He's got a 5-length lead on his competition. It is California Chrome in front.
Tune in to find out the 139th Preakness Stakes this Saturday. Catch all the action beginning Saturday at 4 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Doug and Danny Show, Doug Gooda, Jim Langan here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. Whew. Good stuff. Don't you know that your Midway Auto Dealership specializes in low credit loans? You can talk to Matt, the Special Sales Finance Manager, if that is the need that you have when you're looking at either a new or pre-owned vehicle from a Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Right now, they are moving into the month of May, always taking your truck trade-ins as well. Midway is there for you. And they also have employment opportunities right now. Even if you just want a four-day work week, they can get that done for you at the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and check them out online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Kearney. Well, as we said, it is scoreless at halftime between the Hastings and Gretna boys at the State High School Soccer Tournament, and then tomorrow the Hastings girls play in the semifinal at 11 a.m. and getting ready to take off for Omaha, the Kearney Bearcat girls, where they will play tonight in the state semifinals at 6 o'clock. Coach Tammy Anderson joins us to preview tonight's game. Have you got done doing cartwheels, Coach?
Oh, yeah. And they weren't very pretty, by the way.
Well, congratulations. That's a big win. And when I read the accounts, and I understand it, if I was writing from an Omaha perspective, they didn't give, I don't think, the Bearcats or Hastings High yesterday a whole lot of credit because they are viewed as upsets. But your girls did what it took.
Yes, we did. And it was kind of a game of two halves. We had opportunities and should have been up and could very easily have been up 2 or 3-0 at half. And then they came out and changed some things up, and they had three shots that went off the post, and so they could have tied it or gone ahead. So it was probably fitting just the way that the game played out that we went into a shootout. It's not a fair way to win a game, but that's how it's written in the rule book, so we'll take it.
We talked about your sophomore goalkeeper last time that we chatted. Could you ever tell any nerves with her or how that may change the psyche when that ball's rattling around off the pipe?
No, yeah, they have to have, you know, pretty short memories. Keepers do, and it's not always, you know, the post for her best friend on Wednesday, and hopefully we don't have to rely on that today, but there's a good chance we might.
Hey, Jim Langan here. How are you doing today?
Hey, Jimmy. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, great. Hey, I looked. I've seen where Millard North, I think they've had 10 straight years where they played in the semifinals. Tell us a little bit about that team and what you're going up against.
Yeah, they're just a perennial power in Class A and always have been. You know, six titles and seven runners-up, and they're always there knocking on the door. And they're hungry. You know, it's been like 3 or 4 years since they've won one, so you know they're probably thinking they need to be back in the state finals. So they are. It couldn't be a more contrasting styles of two teams tonight. They're big and physical and technical, and we're kind of little. We're a little undersized, and we're fast and we're tactical. So something's going to have to give. And you know they're an offensive machine. They've scored 61 or 62 goals, and they have only given up six. So they have a shutdown defense. So, you know, we're going to have to figure out a way to create a couple opportunities. And if we do, we're just going to have to cash in on them because those opportunities are very limited against their back four.
Kearney girls soccer coach Tammy Anderson joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They play Millard North tonight at 6 in Omaha. Coach, do you, even though you're a little undersized, do you have a player that maybe goes out there and is a little bit of an enforcer for you?
Kelsey Stitham in the middle is, and she's not big. And when I'm talking about big, you know, we're just talking about kids who look like, you know, look like they should be the corn-fed farm kids. They're just muscular and you know they just push you off the ball. But Kelsey holds her own, and actually my small kids, they you know for as small as they are, they're pretty strong. But we're just undersized. But that's, you know, the advantage we have then is that we're a little quicker. And you know can beat people to some balls. So you know, and that's our style, and we know that, and we just play within ourselves. But Kelsey, will, you know, she'll go at it with the best of them in the middle, and kind of make sure that they know she's there, and that they have to go through her to get to the top.
Coach, I'd say you get up 1-0 and put some pressure on them the rest of the game and enjoy it. I mean, this is really going to be a good experience for you and the girls, and we're really proud of you.
Well, thank you. We're excited, and a lot of enthusiasm has been generated. So I hope that the people that come out to Omaha tonight are rewarded with another good effort by our girls.
I have to ask you the question, Coach. You've been around doing a great job with this program for so long. It had been 8 years since they made it back, and double that since the girls had won a game down at State. The question is, did you ever think it was going to happen again?
You know, I have to say that when they redid the way that the districts were aligned, I thought it would be kind of difficult. It's a fair way to do it. But, you know, when you have that many good Omaha and good Lincoln schools, the districts are almost sometimes like a state tournament when you get to the finals. So, but I tell you what, at the beginning of the year, we knew we had something special with this group, and I thought if anybody's going to do it, it's going to be this year's group, because, you know, they don't get really high when they win, they don't get really low if they lose, and that's probably to their advantage. They played very poised on Wednesday. Like they had been there before, and I think that's just the makeup and the chemistry of that team.
Well, we'll let you get back to making the bus trip down to Omaha, and we'll all be paying attention tonight, those that are there, those that aren't, and, you know, it would be quite a buzz at graduation if you guys were still in.
It would be, and the problem we'll have is that I don't know when we'll practice, so darn, that'll be a good problem to have, won't it?
I think that would be the one time the kids would actually love practice.
Probably, you know, when they're least available, then they'd have to practice. But we'll take that problem if it's presented.
All right, go Bearcats, Tammy.
Thanks.
Best of luck.
Thanks, guys.
Take
Bye.
Care. Tammy Anderson, head coach of the Kearney soccer team, you know. What a deal. Both the Kearney and Hastings girls have won. The Grand Island boys did fall yesterday. Gave a decent effort. Fell behind 2-0, got a late goal, made it 2-1 is what I'm saying by that. Just never really had a chance probably to win that game. And the Hastings boys, as they get ready for the second half, scoreless with Gretna. So best of luck. Ladies' finals are Monday. Boys' finals are Tuesday.
Well, you know, you look at Kearney High, I mean, they're 16-3. And their playing team that's 17-2. So, I mean, it'd be an upset, you know, just because of what they're talking about the history of it. But the way it goes, I mean, it's possible, you know, in soccer, you know, to get up 1-0 or hang on and make, just like you say, 0-0 as long as you can, you know, and then you got that chance, you know, you get that opportunity to knock one home. So I think, we can't make any predictions here, but, you know, all I know is Kearney High definitely deserves to be there.
Congratulations. And also, one final reminder that the Kearney Bearcat boys basketball camp deadline is today for the youngsters. Camp times anywhere from third grade to kids that are heading into their senior year in high school. The dates are May 27th through the 30th. That's the Tuesday through Friday right after Memorial Day. Cost is only $50. You've got campers meeting at Kearney High School, and you can contact Coach Steinbrook 440-5466, or you can email him as well. He's in the middle of probably keeping an eye on what's going on with soccer as well. So there you go. Final day to get that done if you want to be part of the Kearney Bearcat camp. Jeff, are you happy today? Everything good?
I'm fantastic. How are you, buddy?
We saw a lot of district track. We hardly even mentioned it. We'll get into state next week. But Kearney Catholic just dominated the district out of Hershey. Nebraska Christian, I don't know how. I joked with some cross-country coaches. I don't know how you teach kids to run far, but Nebraska Christian does it. They have really been strong here lately in cross-country, winning state titles. They dominated the distance races yesterday with the Fields kid from Ord. They won the hurdles. They go to the team title. Central Catholic, very strong in the weights. Old Howard Schumann was smiling again yesterday, and I know you love to see Howard smile.
We all love to see Howard smile.
He's a good guy, longtime coach there. Central Catholic girls were the winner. Ord was the runner-up. St. Cecilia girls won over at Wood River, Sandy Creek for the boys. There's a lot of good. That's where you were yesterday, Jeff. There's a lot of great competition over there at Wood River.
Yeah, you would have liked to see maybe the weather and the wind to stay away so that you could have got some of those better times, but a lot of the sprints and some of those relays were really impressive. Both teams, district champions, well deserved. Wasn't really known until the very end because there was a 2-point race for the girls that came down that last relay. So congratulations to both teams.
And, you know, they had a nice golf tournament at Awori Dunes. They're starting to play a little bit more out there. This was a high school event that Kearney High shot 314 yesterday. And Austin Murray, here's another youngster that all of a sudden is starting to tear things up. I think this is at least his third individual championship for the Bearcats this year. And his teammate Ryan Clark was right behind him, 74-75. And Adams Central was well back in second. Hastings, Grand Island, Minden, North Platte came in, Kearney Catholic, Broken Bow, Holdridge, Lexington all competed over there yesterday.
Yeah, let's grab those two kids, you and I, and we'll get a four-man scrambler going this summer.
They could teach us a couple things, well, and I'm sure we could teach them a couple other things.
We can drive the carts.
That might confuse them. They have to walk, you know.
Well, they don't in the summer.
At least their bags will be on the cart. They can walk all they want.
That's right.
Hey, we want to thank Tammy Anderson, head coach of the Kearney High Girls soccer team. Best of luck tonight. Want to thank Gino Bucola. Again, he likes California Chrome, but he is putting in as his upset special the Dynamic Impact. That's the one horse. And I like Dynamic Impact, too, so that could be problems. Also, put in the 5, Bayern, and the 7, Kid Cruz. And best of luck to Preakness airs tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Our NBA playoff coverage Sunday is here on ESPN Radio. Sunday afternoon, the Heat and the Pacers. Jimmy, anything else, man?
Nope. Just if one of those horses in the Preakness gets out alone. There's supposed to be 3 horses to all go out in the front, and they're going to be hooking horns. If one of them gets a 2-length lead and the other 2 don't get out, be careful. That thing could steal it.
Here, let me throw this at you to help everybody. California Chrome wins.
Okay.
That's my pick.
All right. Good choice.
I'm going to jump on that 3-5. We'll see you Monday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll have the Big Ten baseball tournament coverage next week as well, and we'll be breaking that down on Monday's show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.